Hey guys, welcome back to the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about our experience in Bali this entire last month and what I've learned about doing business while traveling abroad. So it's been a pretty crazy ride. We came to Bali because I wanted to kind of change my scenery and experience something new. Bali is an amazing place, by the way. Indonesia is crazy and wild and it's beautiful and it's got so much amazing culture. If you just walk down the street out here, you'll see all these beautiful looking displays of all this like religious culture. And there is religious stuff going on all over the place. Every single house has like a temple in the front of it. Everybody prays to their multiple gods every single day. And they put little prayer baskets all over the place. And the people, all the people, like they wear, their old classic dress and stuff like that. It's really cool. And it's just a wonderful culture to be around. And it's really fun to be around other cultures because when you're around other cultures, you get kind of a better experience of life, you know, a more fulfilled experience of life. You get to really understand other people and things like that. And everybody's really friendly out here. Everybody smiles and stuff. They do like to haggle you a bit, especially if you're in the shopping areas, but you kind of come to get used to it. The only thing about Bali that's kind of hectic is the traffic is really crazy. There's a lot of people that ride motorbikes out here, and there's a lot of cars too, but the roads are pretty narrow, most of the roads, and some of the roads are really narrow, and so it's kind of hard to get around out here. It's there's no like real public transportation out here that I know of, so you have to rent a motorbike and get around, or take a car, or like a taxi or shuttle bus or something. And yeah, it can be pretty stressful, you know, especially at first when you come out here, you're like kind of blown away at how crazy the traffic is, but you get used to it. Cool thing about Asia is that even though the traffic seems crazy and it seems hectic, the truth is that it just kind of flows like fish in a river. Everybody just kind of, you know, makes space for you. You know, you just have to kind of flow into it and flow out of it. And nobody's going to really like, you know, get road ragey with you or cut you off or even honk at you. It's just, you know, they understand if you cut somebody off by accident, it's just because you're trying to make your way through traffic to get somewhere. So, you know, that's how it is out here. It's a whole different culture, a different way of life. You know, it's the jungle out here. They have crazy jungle bugs and jungle animals and monkeys and snakes and lizards and all sorts of cool stuff. You know, you can get all sorts of weird diseases out here, so you got to be careful. But for the most part, especially in the areas where it's really populated, there's plenty of really amazing restaurants, services, the hotels. There's really great hotels. There's some ones that are really bad. There's lots of hostels. There's awesome bars and day clubs and nightclubs and restaurants, and it's amazing. There's so much cool stuff out here. If you're a skateboarder, there's tons of skate parks and big bowls you can skate out here. If you're into surfing, the surfing is par none out here. It's amazing. If you go down to Uluwatu, some of the best surf breaks in the world. Seminyak, Canggu, Kuta Beach all have really good beginner surf. And if you love scuba diving, the islands around Bali are insanely beautiful. Nusa Lembaga, Nusa Penida has amazing scuba diving. Go out to the Gili Islands, go out to Lombok, and there's some just gorgeous scuba diving. If you go up to Padang Bay on the east coast of Bali, there's some beautiful scuba diving out there as well. And there's a little bit for everyone out here. You know, there's a lot of good hiking and mountainous areas up north in central Bali in a place called Ubud, which I'm sure you may have heard of if you've researched Bali before, because there is a really cool movie, Eat, Pray, Love, that was based in, it was based around the world, but the place where the lady came in Bali was in Ubud. And so, yeah, we actually went to see a movie screening when we were staying in Nusa Lembaga, and one of the movies they played there was Eat, Pray, Love, of course, because, you know, the main part of the movie was in Bali, the ending of it. So, yeah, it's been an amazing month. We did get to go to the islands twice. We went to Nusa Lembaga, Nusa Penida, got to see a lot of stuff we didn't see last time. We got to go to Gili Trawangan and got to, you know, do some scuba diving out there. We had some really amazing adventures. We had some really scary moments. it's been crazy. It's been a wild ride. I got enough stories here to write a book about it. But the truth is it's all about, you know, just getting out there and experiencing life some more. And, you know, when things get painful, you just kind of got to suck it up and realize that, you know, if you make it through, you'll have some really good stories to tell. And the beauty of that is that, you know, you're living your life, you know, you're truly living your life. If you just sit inside all day and, you know, play video games, you're not really truly living your life. You know, I love video games, but if you do it all day long, every day, you're not really getting out there and seeing the world. You kind of have a closed off perspective, and you got to, you know, like, get off the media and stuff like that. Media consumption can mess your brain up, because all you see mostly is the bad parts of society and the messed up things happening in the world, but you don't get to go to the rest of the world and see all the cool things happening. Media will tell you, oh, don't go to Bali, there's a volcano exploding, when in reality, there's no such thing as a volcano exploding right now. It happened last, like, January, February, volcano erupted, and it wasn't even that big of a deal. But yeah, you can come out and enjoy it. Now, the one thing I do want to say about Bali is that it's pretty stressful getting around, you know, and there's a lot of distractions out here, a lot of places to go party, and there's a lot of drinking and all that. So, I don't know if it's a place I really want to live, and I've decided that I don't want to live here. So, I do love this place, and I do want to travel back for maybe like a quick vacation, maybe like a week vacation or a long weekend or something like that, with a specific maybe scuba diving trip planned out or something. The Komodo Islands are not that far from Bali. You can do a liveaboard dive boat, you know, four or five day trip out there and back for a couple $1,000s, and that looks pretty cool, so I might do that someday. And Jakarta is on the island of Java, which is just west of Bali, and that's the capital of Indonesia, so we definitely got to go out there someday and check that out. I hear it's even crazier than Bangkok. So yeah, who knows, but yeah, you know, I decided to actually really love to live in Thailand. The culture and the people, it's just so calm and relaxing and safe. You know, even being out here in Bali, you don't want to go out like too late at night. You tend to get, you know, a lot of taxi drivers honking at you, a lot of people kind of like wondering what you're doing out late at night and stuff like that. If you just walk around, people on motorbikes just randomly come up to you and say, hey man, you want to ride? Transport. And, you know, I love that they're offering the service, and of course the people, they need the money, you know, and that's great and good for them. But you don't really get hassled a whole lot like that in Bangkok, which is nice, unless you're in like the super touristy area, like, you know, Khao San Road or something, or, you know, down in like the Nana Plaza area. But generally speaking, in Bangkok, you can get around by public transport. They have a BTS SkyTrain up there, and they have the Metro line as well. And yeah, they have a Grab car. And so getting around is really easy, and you never really get hassled too much out there either. So it's a great city. So we're going back there for a month, actually. We were going to go to the Philippines, but with all the stresses of business and everyday life, we decided to actually cancel that trip and do it maybe next year. The deal there is that the Philippines is very remote. You know, if you think Indonesia is remote, the Philippines is very remote. So they have one couple big cities, Manila and Cebu, the north and the south. But besides that, all the small islands and stuff like that, they require boat trips to get to them or airplane trips. And when you get out to those islands, you know, Wi-Fi is very spotty. Data can be spotty as well. And so running an online business that requires the internet from remote islands that may or may not have good Wi-Fi at the hotels, usually not, can be very, very stressful. And we're in the midst of launching some new businesses as well as doing customer service on some current ones. And it's a pain in the butt doing it from Bali as it is. So we decided to go ahead and skip the Philippines and go ahead and go back to Bangkok for a month before we do Europe, because we do have a Europe trip planned out already. But the thing about that is we realized, like, bouncing around too much, like a backpacker, is really, really stressful if you have a business going on. If you are a backpacker and you have no business and you just have some money to spend, chill all day, do nothing, yeah, that's awesome. So go do that. But we're kind of past that point. You know, we're in our late 20s, early 30s, and we have online businesses. We have to run them. We have to be there. We're pretty much self-employed entrepreneurs at this point. And we have some virtual assistants working for us, but they're not managing absolutely everything. We do a lot of the management still ourselves. So we're at that point where we need a solid place to live. And it's really easy to do it when you're doing this thing called slow travel. And so the cool thing about slow travel is that you're going to live in one place for at least a month at a time. That's kind of the minimum. And so being somewhere for a month, you get to get a nice, cheaper place. You get to get settled into the community that you're in. You get to establish a daily routine. And then you get to take weekend trips. It's just kind of like living back home, but for a month. So you get 4 weeks, four weekends, and then you get to go somewhere else. And that's excellent. It works perfectly because, like, for instance, Thailand, they have a 30-day visa on arrival thing, visa exemption, where you arrive, you get 30 days, you got to leave the country and come back. And so usually we do this thing where we get into Thailand, spend 30 days. Each weekend we do something fun. Maybe one weekend we'll do something in Bangkok, you know, like a staycation. And then the next thing weekend we'll go up to Chiang Mai or something. Next weekend we'll go down to the islands or go down to Pattaya or something like that. And then the next weekend we have to do a visa run. So we book a trip to Vietnam or book a trip to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, or, you know, down to Bali again, or, you know, Laos, or even go to Japan or Taiwan or China, whatever, Hong Kong. It's all pretty close. And AirAsia is a great airline that provides really cheap prices for round-trip flights through Asia. So it works out great. And you come back to Thailand and spend more time in Thailand. And it's a great place to live and build a business because you have awesome Wi-Fi. It's really safe. Prices are super low on stuff. And they have amazing food. Lots of great options for entertainment as well. Tons of movie theaters, malls. You can find anything you need in the malls. And if you like nightlife, they have tons of nightlife, obviously. And yeah, it's just an amazing city. So even though it's on a 12-hour difference between US, it's still pretty easy to manage that, especially if you stay sober. And what I've realized is that as long as I'm sober, I can really work well in my business. But as soon as I get into drinking again, drinking beer and stuff, it's hard to stay focused on creating content. It's hard to stay healthy and stay motivated and stuff like that. So there's a big thing that goes along with sobriety and building a business that I think needs stronger points made. I might make a whole separate podcast about that, especially because I think it's kind of a big point. But what I've experienced with building businesses is that the more I drink, the less I get done. Because, you know, generally speaking, alcohol depresses you and it makes you more relaxed. And so you feel like you don't want to do any work. So if I have a beer, you know, during dinner, after dinner, I come back home, I'm much less likely to build content for my membership site. I'm less likely to make a podcast or a video. I'm less likely to do anything productive. I'm just going to chill probably and, you know, browse Instagram or something. And so what I realize is that if I'm sober and I drink tea or something instead, or even coffee, I'm much more likely to produce content, which helps me build my business. I'm much more likely to do work on my dropship site, which helps me build my business, produce content for the membership site, all that stuff, and stay focused and stay motivated. So sobriety is key, definitely, to health and to productivity, I think. But the other thing, too, is stress. And so keeping your stress levels down really helps you maintain the energy that you need to produce really good work on a daily basis. So stress comes from a bazillion different places, but one of them for sure is money. So if you can at least establish a budget and write down all your expenses and make sure you stick to that budget, and money is not such an issue anymore because you live on that budget and you stick to it and you're making more than you spend, then it's going to be less stressful for you come, you know, the end of the month, right? And the other thing, of course, is transportation. So transportation is key to stress. If you have to transport every day, half hour to work and back, or if you move around to coffee shops and stuff, you have to deal with traffic. Traffic in general is very stressful. You have to make tons of micro decisions, and each micro decision takes a lot of energy out of you. So generally speaking, if you can deal with less of that and more working from home or more just using public transportation to get around to go work and stuff like that, then it's a lot less stressful because public transportation, somebody else is doing the driving and you get to just sit there and read a book or something, you know, and it's a lot easier on the mind and the body so that you can get to work more and you have more energy to produce better results and more work at the end of the day, right? And that's key. And then stress can also come from just not having a daily routine. So if you don't have a daily routine and you always are wondering what you're going to do the next day, it can be really stressful because you wake up and you're like, well, what should I do? And that's a decision you have to make. But if you establish a daily routine, like, hey, I wake up, you know, this is my daily ritual, and then you go and you do some work in the morning, and then you go in the afternoon, you do this thing in the afternoon, and then you go here at night, you know, you go work out or whatever, and then you go back and you got more work done. If you establish a daily routine, especially during the week, then your mind and your body, you're attached to that. So you know what's going to happen. You know that you wake up, you're going to go do this one thing. And this is the same whether you have a day job or you don't. You want to establish a daily routine in your life to, you know, where you're going to work and have, you know, it depends on who you are, but like, for me, I need different workspaces sometimes. So I'll establish like 3 to 5 different coffee shops that I really like and co-working spaces, and I'll go to a different one each day so I can kind of reinvigorate my creative energies. And then, you know, that way I still have a daily routine, but I also have a little bit of, you know, mixing it up in between. And that's also great because sometimes Wi-Fi will be down at a certain coffee shop and you'll just have to pack up your stuff and go to a different coffee shop. So definitely have backups there. But working from home is really cool too, because, you know, you have a quiet space. It's a private space, but you have to keep in mind that you don't want to always be working where you sleep, and you don't want to always be working where you eat either. You want to have a separate space for that as much as you can, because it's going to help you relax and wind down at the end of the day, or even in the afternoon or whatever. So it's a good idea to keep those spaces separate if you can. If you can't, like you have a studio apartment like I do, then just make sure that you spend enough time outside of the home working as well, so that you keep the focus on keeping the home all about relaxation and unwinding, you know. And so just try to minimize stress in your life, and try your best to maintain a good healthy diet and maintain healthy sleep patterns, because that all will add to really good productivity. And the thing about traveling is that it can get really stressful, obviously, like especially if you're traveling on the islands and taking boats. Boat rides are extremely stressful. They're bouncy, there's water splashing all over the place, and it's just ridiculous and can get really messy. So definitely try to keep that stuff down to a minimum. Don't be bouncing around all the time if you're going to be a digital nomad and have an online business. You know, it's tough work to stay healthy and to get the proper nutrients into your diet and to reduce the amount of stress you deal with on an everyday basis. So don't try to overdo the whole traveling thing. I've been caught up with that the last month, and it's been tough on me. I've endured a lot of stress, and I'm trying to maintain this. You know, I had to kind of take a whole week off because my stress levels were so high. I started getting sick and stuff like that. So I'm glad I'm back into this now. I'm staying sober, and I'm really excited for the future. We're actually going to go back to Bangkok on Friday, and excited for that too, because we're going to get back into the co-working spaces and coffee shops and really fast Wi-Fi. So I get to finish off this membership site within a week or two. And then next month we can start going over the customer service stuff, which is really neat. And so I'm excited about that. The case study site's coming around really well. So membership site has some new pricing options on it. I actually closed down the partnership program for the membership site because I realized it wasn't worth my time and effort and my energy. But what is worth the time and effort and energy is actually doing done-for-you services. So I do have a virtual assistant I'm working with, actually a team of VAs. And what we're doing is we're setting up websites for customers now. So if you go on to the Academy, you can sign up for a number of different done-for-you service packages that I have, and they all include coaching sessions, and they're really cool because you can choose between either having your entire website set up for you or having your entire website and your traffic, paid traffic, set up for you. So that's really cool. Done it for multiple sites and been very successful with it. So you can do it for yours and get you all set up, and stuff is really simple to run after it's set up. So it's definitely something that, you know, anybody can do. You don't have to have like a whole lot of e-commerce experience already. It does come with training, and like I said, it comes with coaching sessions, so I'll be able to walk you through everything. So if you can afford it, then it's definitely a great package to get started with. Instead of going out and spending, you know, $50,000 on a website, you can spend $5,000, you know, have your own website built, and then launch it and then compete in that space. So I think honestly it's a way better deal than going out and buying a website that's been making money for a while, but actually building your own website out and building your own brand name out. But if you don't have the money to invest, or if, you know, you just don't want to invest the money, you can always sign up for the coaching program. I created some one-time offers now instead of just the monthly offers. So there's a $497 and a $997 offer. They offer different levels of coaching and all that. So you'll be able to get access to that. But it's a one-time lifetime access fee instead of paying monthly now. So there are still the monthly offers. Monthly offers will be good, I believe, into perpetuity, because I do want to provide the option to people who either cannot afford the higher package options, the lifetime access options, or, you know, they just don't know if it's really for them, so they just want to test it out and see. So, but yeah, definitely, you know, go check it out. There's something for everyone there. The masterclass is meant to take you from zero to having cash flowing, you know, business, and then scaling from there into the six figures and beyond. So I really wanted to make this a full comprehensive course, and that's why I call it a masterclass, because truly that's the goal, is to make it a masterclass. So it's coming along very well. We have done some basic Google Shopping ad setup videos and some email marketing as of now, and that'll be all built out within the next few weeks. So I'm really excited about that. And again, it all comes down to your productivity, you know, like, if you're able to stay sober, stay healthy, have a good routine, you know, keep your sleep habits steady, and also make a good to-do list every day, and then just stick to it and get things done. Then, you know, you can really stay productive and get a lot of work done every single day. And within 3-6 months time, you can build something that can potentially make you, you know, 6 figures income every single year. It's incredible. So just focus, you know, you have to learn how to focus, eliminate distractions. So eliminate your Facebook feed. There is a Google Chrome plugin that I've installed, Facebook Feed Eliminator, I think it's called. If you just type it into Google, you'll find it. And yeah, that's a really good one. And minimize the amount of time you do on your phone. So get your phone, put it out of sight. You know, have you ever heard that saying, out of sight, out of mind? It works really well. So put it in your bag or put it, you know, behind your computer somewhere you can't see it, and you won't be drawn to using it when you get distracted or, you know, out of focus. And then close out all your other browser windows, anything on your computer that's distracting, close that out and focus on the task at hand and just get it done. But make sure you do reward yourself. So every hour or two or three or whatever you want to set your time slots at, make sure you take a break. You need to walk around outside and get fresh air and exercise a little bit. I like to exercise at least once or twice daily. You know, skateboarding is my thing, but your thing might be going to the gym or something like that. It's up to you. Just make sure you get your exercise. You got to get your blood flowing and stuff like that. It's really good to stretch in the mornings. So make sure in the mornings that you're stretching out. If you want to do yoga, that's, you know, added benefit because that's some muscle exercise. If you want to do body weight exercises, that's really good in the morning to do. Push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, whatever. But make sure that you're doing something to get your blood flowing in the morning. It'll help your cardiovascular system, your breathing, your blood flow. It'll help your brain, and it'll help you stay focused throughout the day. And then make sure you're getting a proper nutrient-dense diet in. You know, you want to make sure you drink plenty of water, but also eat your dark leafy greens, eat fruits, eat nuts and seeds, and make sure that you're not eating too much junk food, because sugars and fats and all those, you know, really bad carbohydrates like white bread and stuff like that stuff can wear you out throughout the day. You'll have a initial spike in energy, and then you'll have a crash later on. And of course, it'll add on to other things like health problems later in your life and tooth decay and stuff like that. The other thing is, don't drink too much coffee. Like, I always drink at least a cup a day, but sometimes I drink two, and like some days I'm really crazy, I drink three, and it totally messes me up. I get way too strung out and stuff like that, especially at the end of the day. So definitely try to stick to just like one cup of coffee a day, two at the max. Drink tea more than you drink coffee. Honestly, I think tea is better because it's less caffeine, generally speaking. You can get things like ginger tea. It's actually quite a bit healthier for you. And yeah, with that, I mean, 100% fruit juice and different types of fruits is really good for you as well. Kombucha is one of those great things that'll help build up your bacteria in your gut that'll help you digest food better. So drink lots of kombucha if you're into that. And yeah, just try to, you know, maintain your productivity levels and your health levels. You'll definitely feel a rise in your ability to do more work when you maintain a healthy diet and exercise and sleep patterns in a routine. And then from there, you can just eliminate distractions. You'll get so much more work done. It's really amazing what you can do when you just have all your things in place. So yeah, I mean, this is all just learning lessons for us, you know. Like, we've been through many things before, but I think this is the first time we really spent 30 days straight in Bali, and it's been pretty cool. It's been fun. It's just been a wild ride. We had some strange experiences and some really good ones, and you know, you get your ups and downs in life. You know, everything is an experience, whether it's good or bad. It's part of your life journey, you know, and enjoy the journey. I think that's the main thing, is you just have to enjoy it every moment of the way. It's not about your destination. It's about, you know, where you go along the path and who you met and what you did and all those memories you made up. Make sure you take pictures and take videos and make those and put them up online somewhere so you can enjoy them later. So, all right, guys. Well, I hope this was an inspiring podcast. Definitely get out there and make your life a little bit better and build your business. And if you want to check out the coaching program, you can do so at ecommerceparadise.com or go to academy.ecommerceparadise.com if you want to check out the masterclass. And I'll talk to you later. Take care.